The Ark sent to Beth Shemesh. In accordance with prevailing superstition, the Philistine lords directed the people to make representations of the plagues by which they had been afflicted, 5 golden emeralds, and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. "For," said they, "one plague was on you all, and on your lords." These wise men acknowledged a mysterious power accompanying the ark. Yet they did not counsel the people to turn from their idolatry to serve the Lord. They still hated the God of Israel, though compelled by judgments to submit to his authority. Such submission cannot save the sinner. The heart must be yielded to God, must be subdued by divine grace, before man's repentance can be accepted. How great is the long-suffering of God toward the wicked! 10,000 unnoticed mercies were silently falling in the pathway of ungrateful, rebellious men. But when they refused to listen to the voice of God in His created works, and in the warnings, counsels, and reproofs of His word, He was forced to speak through judgments. The priests and the diviners admonished the people not to imitate the stubbornness of Pharaoh and the Egyptians, and thus bring upon themselves still greater afflictions. A plan which won the consent of all was now proposed. The ark, with the golden trespass offering, was placed upon a new cart, thus precluding all danger of defilement. To this cart were attached 2 kine upon whose necks a yoke had never been placed. Their calves were shut up at home and the cows left free to go where they pleased. If the ark should thus be returned to the Israelites by way of Beth Shemesh, the nearest city of the Levites, the Philistines would accept this as evidence that the God of Israel had done unto them this great evil, but if not, they said, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us, it was a chance that happened to us. On being set free, the kine turned from their young and took the direct road to Beth Shemesh. Guided by no human hand, the patient animals kept on their way. The divine presence accompanied the ark safely to the very place designated. The men of Beth Shemesh were reaping in the valley, and saw the ark, and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Beth Shemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone, and they clave the wood of the cart, and offered the kine of burnt offering unto the Lord. The Philistines had followed the ark unto the border of Beth Shemesh and had witnessed its reception. The plague had ceased, and they were convinced that their calamities had been a judgment from the God of Israel.